business aircraft indicators are trending upward, and STC may let you update your Proline 4, and Bombardier's new wing will be built in Texas. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, May 20th, 2011. Bombardier's annual aircraft market forecasts for the business and commercial aircraft segments were released this week. The company projects that while both business and commercial aircraft were affected by the recession, business aircraft industry indicators are trending upwards, and the commercial aircraft market is seeing the beginning of a market recovery. China, India, and other developing regions are leading the global industry recovery and are expected to capture an increasingly important share of industry orders in both the business and commercial aircraft segments. For the 20-year period through 2030, Bombardier predicts a return to sustained growth in business aviation, with business jet manufacturers delivering a total of 24,000 business jets in all segments in which Bombardier competes, representing total revenues of about $626 billion for the industry. For the 10-year period through 2020, 10,000 deliveries worth $260 billion are expected. The company also believes that more than half the current commercial aircraft fleet will be replaced over the next 20 years due to technical obsolescence, with the largest number of these replacements being in the 100 to 149 seat category. Rockwell Collins has been granted another STC for its Proline 4 to Proline 21 retrofit program. The latest STC makes the update available to Falcon 2000 and 2000EX owners. The upgrade replaces legacy cathode ray tubes with the latest in LCD technology. There are 250 Falcon 2000 and 2000EX aircraft eligible to take advantage of the retrofit program. The solution features four configurable 10x8-inch screens and includes Rockwell Collins Integrated Flight Information System. With IFIS, pilots can access high-resolution electronic charts, XM graphical weather including NEXRAD, lightning, satellite images, and winds aloft, and enhanced navigation maps. The system's open architecture anticipates future technology changes, including coming mandates for ADS-B out and data link. STCs are now available for more than 30 aircraft, ranging from turboprops to long-range business jets, and are available through Rockwell Collins' network of certified dealers. Rockwell Collins also announced this week its completed aftermarket installation of its Venue CMS, cabin management system, on two Dornier 328 DBJ aircraft. The installations were completed by 328 Support Services of Germany, making the planes the first European-manufactured aircraft to fly with Venue. The company is also touting a digital high-definition upgrade to its ACMS and CMS-1 cabin systems, with Jet Aviation the first to implement that upgrade on a Gulfstream 5. The digital HD upgrade refreshes and extends the life of a cabin by allowing passengers to enjoy a high-end home theater experience without the expense and downtime otherwise required to change control switches and modify the woodwork. The digital HD upgrade is also available for Gulfstream 400 and 500 aircraft and the Hawker Beechcraft 750, 800XP, 850, and 900XP. Triumph Group, based in Wayne, Pennsylvania, announced Wednesday that its subsidiary, Triumph Aerostructures Vought Aircraft Division, has been selected by Bombardier to design and build the wing for the new Global 7000 and Global 8000 business jets. The company will provide the all-new high-speed transonic wing from its Dallas, Texas facility. Triumph Group designs, engineers, manufactures, repairs, and overhauls a broad portfolio of aerostructures, aircraft components, accessories, subassemblies, and systems. GE Aviation's integrated propulsion system for the Global 7000 and 8000, a single unit including the engine, nacelle, and thrust reverser, has been named Passport. GE's business and general aviation VP Brad Mottier explains, quote, "Initially, we called GE's development program of this new engine the TechX, to highlight advanced technologies incorporated from commercial and military applications being uniquely adapted for business jets. This new name, Passport, is a better representation of the product, the world's first integrated propulsion system specifically designed for ultra-long-range, large-cabin business jets," unquote. The Passport engine promises at least 8% lower specific fuel consumption than current business jet engines in its thrust class, also lower emissions and world-class performance and reliability. The first test engine is expected to be ready in 2013. Still ahead, a new coastal airport opens in Maine. The St. Augustine Air Show is days away. And there's free fall. And then there's free fall. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, May 20th. I'm Paul Plack. The Mid-Coast Regional Redevelopment Authority of Maine is hosting the first annual Brunswick International Fly-In at Brunswick Executive Airport, KBXM, on June 4th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Steve Levesque, Executive Director of MRRA, observes, quote, "In the past, when it was a military field, pilots had to pop up to 3,000 feet and fly over this beautiful airport right on the coast of Maine. Pilots from all over are calling us to find out when they can land here, so we decided to host the fly-in to celebrate the airport's opening while also showcasing Maine as a tourist destination for pilots," unquote. The Brunswick International Fly-In will feature a pancake breakfast, and among the speakers will be Alan Klapmeyer, CEO of Kestrel Aircraft Company. A pilot town hall forum will follow. The afternoon will continue with wings safety seminars, a home-built aircraft judging contest, and workshops on constructing home-built airplanes. If you're flying in with an aircraft less than a year old on which you've not paid sales tax in your home state, make sure not to stay more than 20 days total in Maine this year to avoid Maine's use tax on visiting aircraft. Find out more about the first annual Brunswick International Fly-In at www.mrra.us. The FAA has certified Honeywell's Primus Epic-based EZ2 software package for the Dassault Falcon 900 EZ Series business jet. The enhancements include Honeywell's SmartView synthetic vision to improve situational awareness and the required navigation performance approval required system for more efficient routing. SmartView relies on Honeywell's enhanced ground proximity warning system, a terrain database used for almost 800 million hours on commercial air transport, business jets, and helicopters operating around the world. Localizer performance with vertical guidance is also available with EZ2. EZ2 is compatible with the European Geostationary Navigation Overlay Service, EGNOS, an enhanced satellite guidance system now being lit up across the continent. It's the European analog to WAAS GPS in the U.S. Also included is Honeywell's Smart Runway and Automatic Descent Mode features. Dassault is working to certify EZ2 on the Falcon 900 EZ series, with an upgrade scheduled for release later this year. The release will enable installation on new production Falcon 900 LX aircraft and upgrades on the existing fleet. Cessna announced this week it has orders to deliver 3 208B Grand Caravans and 10 172s in Europe this year. The caravans are slated to go to an unnamed commercial aircraft operator based in Vicenza, Italy this year to augment the operator's global helicopter fleet operation. Cessna says it also took an order in May for 10 Skyhawks from the Turkish Aeronautical Association, following the successful introduction last year of 6 Skyhawks. Cessna will deliver all 10 of the planes this year. The Model 208 has now logged more than 11 million flight hours in the worldwide fleet. The 172 Skyhawk is the most produced aircraft model in history, with more than 42,000 delivered, and the world's most popular training and utility piston single. The St. Augustine Air Show is coming up in a few days over the U.S. Memorial Day weekend. That show dates back to 1967 and honors military veterans past and present with flight demonstrations, static displays, children's events, and other activities. Performers confirmed this year for the show include Gene Susie Air Shows and Airshow Aces, Team MS-760, the Shockwave Jet Truck, the Viper East Team, the Misty Blues All-Woman Skydiving Team, the Heavy Metal Jet Team, and others. The show runs Saturday and Sunday, May 28th and 29th. Tickets are available online at staugustineairshow.net. And finally today, Swedish aerospace company SSC has developed and conducted an advanced stratospheric balloon experiment to measure sonic booms on behalf of JAXA, the Japanese Space Organization. The experiment was performed during two balloon flights on May 7th and 16th. The two drop tests were performed from S-Range Space Center, which is SSC's operational base for launch services. The experiment involves releasing drop models from an altitude of 20 to 30 kilometers, allowing them to reach supersonic speeds and produce sonic booms. The drop models include electronics that measure their motion, while a microphone system at lower altitudes records the sonic booms. SSC's engineers developed the balloon gondola and four drop models according to JAXA's specifications. JAXA used its own recording system on the ground with microphones in the field. Imagine the surprise for skydivers who didn't check their note hams. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks about the past, present, and future of the 99s with organization president Susan Larson. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.